I am grateful for the gift of a good education. The other day I counted the number of theology courses I've had in my life. They add up to exactly 1 million. Sadly, I only remember 7 or 8 things. One is the classic description of the Trinity. The Father's love is so great that it must be expressed, and so it spills into creation of and creation as the Word, the Son, the Beloved. The Holy Spirit is nothing less than the dynamic love between the Father and Son. Love itself. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all giving and receiving love all the time. Today we hear that Jesus extends the Holy Spirit to us, looping us into the circle of divine loving. While we can't seem to shake the stubborn notion that God is up there and we are down here, the truth is that we are enveloped in God's loving presence, accompanying us amid shame or anxiety or fear or grief or whatever else threatens us. Theologian Catherine Lacuna writes that any thought of God not giving, not outpouring, not self-surrendering, not totally loving is, quote, a theological impossibility and absurdity. God only and always loves. Again, that God does not love every person at every moment in every circumstance is impossible and absurd. Saints are saints because they know they are wrapped in Jesus' arms, that he is their constant companion. This is no mere intellectual understanding or assent. They experience Jesus as readily as you do the person sitting next to you. St. Oscar Romero faced martyrdom with every word he spoke. Yet he said, Christians must always nourish in their hearts the fullness of joy. Try to do that, sisters and brothers. I have tried it many times, and in the most bitter situations, when slander and persecution are at their worst, I have united myself intimately with Christ as my friend, and I have tasted a sweetness that all the joys of earth cannot give. It is the joy of God's intimacy, the profoundest joy the heart can experience. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts, St. Paul says. That's why he can claim that hope does not disappoint.